Siyabonga Estandegile. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, May the 19th, and this is 2015. This is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are discussing cases of sexual abuse in the country and its impact on young people, in particular, the girl child.
So let's get connected, everyone, on our Twitter and Facebook pages using the hashtag TheConnection. As you should know by now, our Facebook page is Studio7VOA. And on Twitter, find us on at Studio7VOA. And of course, we are on WhatsApp, and that number is +202-465-0318.
And of course, to be live on air at Studio 7, give us a call or send us your number at 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you back.
And of course, we are streaming live on the internet. You can find us directly at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and last but definitely not least, voandebele.com.
Again, this is your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
And figures by the National AIDS Council, which will be released next week, show over 1,800 cases of sexual abuse this year, with an alarming rate of 909 cases amongst young girls ages 11 to 16, a demographic health experts say remains highly vulnerable to rape and gender-based violence.
Advocates have been long pushing government to implement tougher mandatory rape sentences as cases of gender-based violence, particularly rape, continue to affect particularly women and girls. We'll be discussing with our panel of experts and you, our listeners, the efforts being made to combat sexual violence.
Yes, Ntunga, of course, and we hope that everyone out there will make sure they give us a call, join us on Twitter, join us on Facebook, post any of your questions, any of your comments. We want to know what people are saying out there, Ntunga.
Bongo, tatenda magadi watereri, nyare mudariro, mo chirongwa chenyu, chirongwa The Connection, chirongwa chewe chidiki, nasi tiriku tarisa dambu ziko. Rekubinywa kwevana vechidiki pane gwaro richaburitswa ne National AIDS Council ndofunga mazuva mashoma ari kutevera tatenda richaratidza kuti mumwedzi mina yapfuura pane vana 909 vakabinywa munyika. Saka iri idambudziko guru chaiyo vana vanonzi ndevane makore between 11 and 16. Saka ndiyo nyaya ya tirikurukura nezvayo nasi website yenewzimbabwe.com. Mm-hmm. Of course ndio vatanga vakaburisa nyaya iyi nezuro kana kuti nasi. Saka National AIDS Council yacheri kuti aiwa gwaro tisati tariburitsa richabura mazuva mashoma anotevera but we managed to get hold of that full and National AIDS Council report from our colleagues at newzimbabwe.com. Amachono zulukandaba lingaba lichona njani emakumbi womane womhlaba lamhlanje kuhlelo The Connection uhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo sikhangela udubo lokudlwengulwa kwabantwana elizweni kakhulu abantwana abangamantombazana esikhangela kakhulu kulogwalo oluza kwethulwa iNational AIDS Council kumalanga ambalwa alandelayo oluveza ukubana kunyanga ezine ezedluleyo kudlwengulwe abantwana abangamankazana abangu 909 elizweni. Abantwana laba bengabale minyaka engaphakathi kwengu 11 lengu 16. Ngaloko, yilo utaba esi ngalo lamhlanje. Mr. I'm told that we already have our panel of experts ready.
I think that is very true. Ntunga, we have two of our guests on the line. I'm very sure we'll be very interested to hear what they have to say about these statistics coming out today. Our first guest is Ngobile Munzara, who is the founder of Culture Shock Trust, an organization providing life skills for young people between the ages of 13 and 25. Thank you so very much for joining us on The Connection this evening.
Thank you, Satinda. And thank you, Mpunga.
Thank you. And we also have Judith Chiangwa, who is the director of Girls Legacy, an organization working with girls in Zimbabwe on various issues and topics. Judith, thank you so very much for joining us on The Connection.
Thank you very much.
Okay, how do we start with that? Let's go straight to Judith. The figures are nothing new, Judith, but still, you know, they are staggering. 909 cases of young girls being raped between January and April. What's your take on that?
Well, as far as I can see, 909 is not even a shocking number because these are only reported cases. And if you look at statistics, only 5% of victims report. So obviously the number is much higher than that. The age group with which you are looking at, 11 to 16 years, you'd realize that most of the perpetrators are relatives. Thus, it limits them from reporting the cases of rape. But already, as we have traced, it's an alarming number. If you have 909 cases reported within 4 months, it means there is a lot of work that needs to be done around the case of rape, from the causes to the effects to everything else. But I think one of the critical issues that we should look at is to commend those who have actually reported because they'll be able to get help once they've gone through this traumatic experience.
And Ngobile, if you can come in there and give us your reaction to what Judith is saying. The issue that about 5% of victims actually report these cases of sexual abuse or sexual assault, meaning that if this is a 5% figure, that is a lot more cases that are going unseen.
Yes, Tatenda, thank you very much. That is correct. I think for me, one, just to bring this to reality and into clear perspective, 909 reported cases translates to about 10 cases of sexual abuse per day. Because if we're talking about a quarter, we're talking from January to end of March. And that in itself is very, very shocking and disturbing because it means every day, 10 children between the ages of 11 and 16 are sexually abused. And from the statistics that, you know, we're dealing with as well, how many of those cases translate into new infections? Judith is correct saying that relatives are mostly the perpetrators of these cases. And these 10 cases per day represent only 5%. So if we try and extrapolate it to bring it to 100%, you know, it's not a figure that can, you know, help you sleep at night. It's really terrible.
Back to Judith, if only 5% of the cases are reported, what happens to the rest of the cases? I mean, is it the problem with the victims or the parents? Why are these cases not being reported?
I think from a practical perspective, if you're looking at an 11-year-old girl who, for example, is raped by her father, who is the breadwinner of the family, her chances of reporting are very limited in the sense that, one, there's a lot of fear that surrounds her once that happens, and there are always threats that are given to this victim prior to the act being committed. You realize that even sometimes when the child confides in a family member, whether it's a mother, a sister, or someone else, as long as it is a family member, it becomes very difficult for them to be able to report this particular person, especially if that particular person is a breadwinner. it will come back to the whole aspect of the economic setup in our country, where we are saying, are we keeping perpetrators for the by virtue of them providing us food and not reporting them? But that's the practical issue that we always battle with every day in our work. We had a workshop recently with girls where we were asking them the very question, why is it that we do not report cases of rape or sexual assault which happens within the family? And one girl stood up and gave us a clear answer to say, if I report my father, the very person who's paying my school fees, the very person who's putting food on the table, how am I going to survive once it goes to prison? I'd rather keep it to myself and find ways of coping. Already, that is a problem that is being introduced in the scenario with which we are working with. So it's an issue that needs to be addressed holistically. When we are looking at all different angles, why is it that the girls are not reporting? And already you'd realize that once the perpetrator realizes that the victims are not reporting, they will further exploit and victimize other members of the family as well. So it's something that really needs to be looked at from a holistic perspective, because the age group with which we are dealing with, 11 to 16 years, is the most vulnerable when it comes to sexual violence.
Mm-hmm. Judith, thank you so very much. We'd like to also welcome in another one of our guests, that is Linda Mpofu, who is a women's rights activist. Linda, thank you very much for joining us today on The Connection.
Thank you very much for having me.
I guess let's get into it, Linda, and just get your reaction from what our other guests are talking about, mainly this issue of the breadwinners or the livelihood of the family. As Judith was saying, if young people find themselves in an issue of sexual abuse or sexual assault, and it's someone in the family who is taking care of everyone, they are more inept to come out and say what's going on. What's your take on that issue?
It's actually quite shocking that for somebody who has been given trust to take care of girls is actually the one who also is a perpetrator, or who actually, removes that umbrella that is supporting these young girls and young women. Most of the times when such things happen, it is just because for monetary gain. What I've always noticed is that every time a girl is abused, this man who is actually the breadwinner, who is taking care of this abused woman, he usually asks for compensation. And when he is compensated, then these issues do not see the light of day, or they do not get to be reported at the police. It's actually shocking and disheartening, because trust is taken away, and this poor woman or girl, has trust issues all of her life. It's really shocking and sad at the same time.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Abasanda Sixhuma, umsakazo wa Studio 7 uhlelo ngolwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngodaba lokudlengulwa kwabantwana, sikhangela i-report eqoqwe inhlanganiso ye-National AIDS Council ekhangelelwe ukwethulwa kunsukwana ezimbalwa ezilandelayo. Eveza ukubana phakathi kwenyanga ezine ezedluleyo kulabantwana abangu 909 abadlwenguliweyo abangamankazana, and abenza ubudlova lobu ikakhulu ngabesilisa. Lifuna ukuphatheka kuhlelo na, lisithumele incwadi ye-email ku-studio7@voanews.com kumbe lisibambe ku-WhatsApp. Sizolifonela ke back inumber zithi 001-202-619-2077. Lisithumele ke incwadi khonapho kumbe inombolo zenu sizalifonela back. Bobaba, kwenzakalani kambe likwenzelani lokhu? Ngibuye kuwe njalo, Nkosikazi Mpofu. Ukhulumile umama uJudith lapha ukhuluma ngokuthi bake ba inhlanganiso yakhe isebenza labantwana abangamankazana. Ukhulume ngokuthi bake babuza omunye unkazana ukubana kungani lingabanjwa iganyavu lingakholomi. Wathi yena uyabanjwa ngubaba wakho ubusumangalela emapholiseni oza kubhadalela i-fees ngubani. Ungathini ngalolo daba?
Yes, ludaba olunzima kakhulu, udaba oluthusayo, udaba olubuhlungu. Kuyenzakala sibili ngoba phela untombazana uthe khula ebona ubabakhe umbone nguye ithemba lakhe likuye ekubhadaleleni ifizi, ekuphithengelweni ukudla, ekuthengelweni izigqoko. Limqoka sibili ukubana abantwana abaningi uma sebedlulwe ngoyise kusuka kuhluphe sibili ukuthi umntwana lana aye yena uyabe sekuthatha njengokucebela ubabakhe, umuntu akade nguye ekhangele waqeda wabona ithemba lakhe likuye, esingathi ukuthi i-role model yakhe. Uhle ezwe ubuhlungu lokuyani obuphindaphindiweyo, kodwa aphinde azibuze ukuthi nxa ubabami esebothiwe ejele, esesejele, pho ngubani oseza njani, oseza ngikhangela, ikakhulu nxa umama engumama onjani ongasebenziyo. Yikho kuqakathekile sibili ukuthi thina njengabomama sinanzelele ukuthi ngathi kuyakhanya ebantwaneni bethu ukuthi hatshi ayisizo zikaphini, hatshi ayisibo bobhuqa ukudla nje kuphela, nathi siyasebenza kukhanya ukuthi siletha imali ekhaya, ukwenzela ukuthi nxa umntwana sethe wadlengulwa nguyise aqala abone ukuthi hayi lo nxa singingambophisa kumbe ngimcebele umama uzafana lami ngibhadalele iso school fees.
Siyabonga Linda kuvarume kudzimboko muri kuzviitirei zvinonyadzisa kudai kubata chibharo. Titumirei mamessages togomofonera back kana muchida kupina muchirongwa. Namba dzedu dzinoti 001 202 619 2077 kana kuti mutitumire mamessages enyu pa WhatsApp pa namba dzinoti 001 202 465 0318. Ko ndouya kwa muri maichiyangwa Judith kana kuti toenda kuna Nqobile first tozo uya kuna Judith Nqobile, ko ungati hurumende pamwe chete nemasangano akazvimirira ega ari kuita zvakakwana here kurwisana nedambudziko iri?
Mutunga, ndinotenda dambudziko riripo nemaorganizations anoshanda panyaya dzakadai rekuti kupinda mucommunity muchitaura nyaya dzakadai zvakaoma. Last week Chronicle yakabudisa nyaya yekuti pane murume ane makore 35 anga achigara nemwana grade 7 kusvikira mwana uyu azvitakura. Grade 7 pupil azvitakura akagara nemurume, kati murume uyu aimushungurudza achimuti ukangoreva chete ndichakuuraya, kana kuti ukangoudza ani ndichakudai ndichakudai. Saka nyaya idzi dzinoneta kuti chero government chaiyo kana kuti maorganizations akaita sedu apinde mucommunity achitaura nyaya dzakadaro. Ndiko saka muchiona cases dzinoripotwa dzichingoramba dziri pa5%. But reality yatagara nayo Mutunga naTatenda ndeyekuti izvo macases akadai esexual abuse they translate into the transmission of HIV. Mwana ane 11 years, 12 years, 13, 14, watobatwa neutachiona HIV from a young age of 11. And how does that child survive? You know, it's one of the things that really encourages us. And, you know, despite these difficulties, you know, I'd like to commend the government and the Ministry of Health and Ministry of Social Welfare in all the initiatives that they are taking for the National AIDS Council to release diabetic zvakadai zvinotibatsirawo isu kuti tinyatsokuziva kuti chii chiri kuitika mudzimba mukatarisa statistic yokuti maHIV positive results in one quarter ya 2015 for age group ye 0 to 15 is 3,100. That also translates to 34 vana vari kuitwa infected neHIV kana tikati ese manyowana maHIV results wise. 34 new infections a day. You know, that statistic is really shocking. And if we look at all of them again, it brings us to that reality that whatever action we are taking as organizations or as government, we need to continue. Whether it's little, whether it's too much, but we really need to continue. We need to bring in communities together for them to realize the reality of the impact of this on young children. That as a parent, kuti baba vabata mwana chibaho, mwana anosara ane HIV, todini mwana wedu.
Thank you there. As she's pointing out, Ntunga, some of the severe statistics coming out, of course, the issue of sexual abuse, but then also HIV and AIDS, or those who find themselves HIV positive. Some of the numbers here are saying that of the 1,519 females that were tested for HIV, 77 of them ended up HIV positive. And of the 136 males that were tested, one was HIV positive.
It's a worrying development, really, Tatenda. Maybe to quote from the report, the National AIDS Council says there is need for concerted efforts by all stakeholders to combat cases of rape and gender-based violence among young girls and children. Judith, are we seeing that a concerted effort the National AIDS Council is talking about?
Well, I think for me it's two-pronged. You have the perpetrators themselves who manage to go through the court process. The sentencing that is being given through the judiciary system is not adequate enough to give it as a threat to potential perpetrators. The maximum sentence for rape is life, and we hardly have anyone being sentenced to life. What it indicates for us, those who work in this particular field, is that they don't take rape as a serious crime. That's a lot of people who continuously commit it because the judiciary system is not taking it as a serious crime. We want the sentences of perpetrators that would have gone through the court process to be very harsh. We want people to be given life. You also want to look at it from a perspective that the laws of the country do not allow 11 to 16-year-olds to be represented by private lawyers in court. These girls are represented by prosecutors. So I want you to look at a scenario where a prosecutor only meets the victim right there in court, and you have the perpetrator who spends a lot of time with the person representing them in court in terms of reference, in terms of, you know, a lot of questioning happens, and you have a perpetrator who actually meets the victim right there in court. So you have these children are being represented by people who have no history, no background, no understanding what this victim has gone through. So there's yet another loophole there. We also want the government to be able to look at this aspect when we are talking about mitigating issues to do with rape. The issue of sentencing, we need to make sure that perpetrators have high sentences. We also need to make sure that prosecutors who are representing rape victims, who are children, have time to sit and understand the stories and engage with the child before they go to court. There is nothing as disadvantageous as a child going to court and the attending the case as he or she is representing the child. So for us, those are some of the loopholes. In terms of working with communities and schools, we are trying our best, but we also encourage the Ministry of Education to start introducing sex education in school. I think from primary school to high school, children need to be able to be introduced to these cases so that it becomes part of the curricula. When they are faced with such situations at home, they are able to understand how to handle them. They are able to understand where to report, how to report, and who to report to.
Judith, thank you so very much. We'd like to ask our guests to just hold on the line as we take a brief moment to just recap some of our top headlines. Of course, in Tunga, as we hope our listeners know, daily we are also reporting in Shona, English, and Ndebele with fresh and wonderful and balanced news.
Indeed. Roll it, producer.
Misangano yetripartite negotiating forum kana kuti TNF inotanga muHarare paine kusawirirana panyaya yemitero yehutano kana kuti health levy. Vagari vekumabvuku tafara kuzvitemesera dhorobha ravo zvitevera kuremerwa nemabasa kuri kuitwa nekanzuru yeguta reHarare. Mukupeta nhau dzedu, mapurisa emSouth Africa anonzi ari kuita zveuori achibvisisa vanhu vekune dzimwe nyika vasina mapepa achioko mhomwe kuti vasasungwe.
The government is proposing a national health insurance scheme to be administered by the National Social Security Authority. This emerged at a tripartite negotiating forum meeting held in Harare yesterday. President Robert Mugabe left Harare for Botswana today to visit SADC headquarters as a routine requirement for the chairperson of the regional bloc. And residents of Mavuku and Tafara suburbs will tomorrow engage in a cleanup campaign in response to what they say is failure by the local authority to provide adequate services.
Uhulumende uti uselo hlelo lokubamba izisebenzi zonke ngamandla ukuthi zibhadale umthelo wokusikhwama esiphathisa uZulu ese National Social Security Authority kumbe iNASA. Umongameli Robert Mugabe ulubhekise eHaberoon kwele Botswana namuhla lapho azawethekelela khona isigodlo somanyano weSADC njengoba engumgcinisihlalo walinhlanganiso. Iqembu leHighlanders Football Club lithi ngamanga imbiko ethi selicotshe umqeqeshi walo uMnumzana Bongani Mafu ngoba esedluleka umsebenzi.
Thank you there to our Studio 7 reporters for that recap. Linda, we'll come to you now, focusing on what Ngobile was talking about, the issue of implementation, the issue of family-friendly courts. Can we say that in Zimbabwe, due process is there when it comes to the process in terms of going to the health facilities, going to the police, going to the courts? Are people able to get adequate justice when they find themselves or when they present themselves to report these cases?
Well, it's very difficult in Zimbabwe to have justice. I'll start by speaking about the police at the charge office who are the first people who receive reports. First of all, they are not friendly at all. So it's quite difficult for someone to go there freely and report their case. And then when it comes to the courts, we hear about corruption every time. Therefore, if the person that you want to report has got money and is able to bribe the prosecutor, the magistrate, then it's very difficult for justice to prevail. It's really difficult. I really don't know how we can actually, you know, clean this culture of bribes and, you know, so that young girls and women can get justice they deserve.
Siyabonga, Linda. Ungayika chana, Miss T, it's time to wind down and say goodnight to our radio listeners.
Of course.
But there is good news, of course.
We are streaming live at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com. And I'm getting word that Dr. Rutendo Bonde is also on the line. So please hold on to all our guests and we'll come right back to you. This is Tatenda Gumbo.
Muntungamili Nkomo, lingayika chana ngenani ebulenjini.